Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the urban sports scene.
You are now live with the urban sports scene. We're in the Enigma Boxing Gym in Capitol Heights, Maryland. Team at home of T. Gary Russell. Joined as always by Will T. and Wally. Gentlemen.
What's going on? How you doing, Ray?
Good.
Everything's gravy out here, man. How you doing, sir?
I'm cool. I'm good. Switching up a little bit. Today we took a field trip. We out of the studio, like Ray mentioned. We're in Enigma Boxing Gym in Capitol Heights, Maryland, home of Team Gary Russell.
That kind of caught me off guard with that, man. I didn't know we were starting yet, but it's all good.
You didn't know we were starting.
Yeah, but it's all right, though. You know, we just getting started. And the thing is, right now, Gary Russell Jr. is in the ring warming up. He's preparing to interview Antoine, Jose Antonio, my man Lex Diamond.
Yeah, let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Hey, we talking everything Team Gary Russell. That's what it is. That's what it's about right now.
Okay, then. So,
do you want to talk about what's going on in the day of sports?
Of course. Let's do a little, get the people a little bit.
We can talk about the overreaction that is the Cleveland Cavaliers with a win over the Celtics, and now all of a sudden they're contenders again in the East when it's only been one game so far.
They're for real right now, though. They're for real right now.
After one game?
Yeah, they're legit.
Let me ask you this, Ray.
I've been younger and athletic, but I don't know about
Do you think the team is better suited to match up today against Golden State than they were prior to the trade? Well, no, let me not. No, they're better suited. Do you think they have a better chance of winning the 7-game series?
I don't think so. I think you got a better chance of now getting to the finals. At first, it was looking like they weren't even going to make the finals the way they were constructed before. You now have Jordan Clarkson, who I think is going to benefit from playing with LeBron because he's a lot better.
I don't think. Well, here's my thing. I think what you did was you lost a Robin, a guy who can create a bucket for himself or somebody else on the team. When you gave up Dwayne Wade, Isaiah Thomas, I understand that, you know, those guys are older veterans and there was a dynamic and chemistry problems. But I think what happens now is you don't have someone that can create a bucket for himself or others. And I don't really think I think there's a good chance Cleveland doesn't even get out the East this year.
Wow.
Heard it here first.
Well, I mean, it's a possibility. I'm hoping Boston does go to the finals and shake things up and make the NBA a bit more interesting. That's my hope. But, you know, I hope that the Patriots would win the Super Bowl just because the Eagles, I had something over Eagles fans.
Now I don't. Oh, is my mic not working?
Yeah, it's kind of dead right now.
Okay. now you can hear me.
Yeah.
The people need to hear me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just expressing how I'm hoping that really the Cavaliers don't go to the finals because we need to shake up the NBA. Although some people like the rivalry, but I just personally feel like we need to change. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be 4 years. It'll be 4 years in a row. I think everybody's welcoming the opportunity to get a different matchup in the finals.
I like what Cleveland brings to the table. I think you got Hood, some youth, Hood, George Hill turns, he plays defense at the point guard position. I think J.R. Smith seems more like into it. Tristan Thompson. I like what Cleveland has right now. Clarkson, obviously Clarkson and Lance, they bring athleticism. And I think that's very important to what Cleveland needs to make a stretch run.
I think the biggest thing is LeBron is energized now.
Yeah, we saw
there's a change in his mood and a change in the level of effort that he's giving.
Yeah, but you saw it against Boston, right? Like, he was aggressive. You could tell he was into it in terms of making the extra play defensively. Because we saw it within the season, in terms of putting his effort defensively, he took breaks.
I understand that, but when we come back from break, we'll have Gary Antoine Russell 3-0, one of the youngest brother of Team Russell with us sitting down for an interview.
You listen to Urban Sports, Iron.
You dig?
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. Or a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm
You're back to listen to the Urban Sports Scene. Will T, myself, Wally, Ray Jeezy. Right now, we're blessed, man. We have an Olympian. Will T, tell us about our Olympian, man.
Member of the 2016 Olympian team, Gary Antoine Russell, 3-0, 3 KOs. He's fighting March 3rd, Barclays Center, on the undercard of Deontay Wilder and Luis Ortiz.
So you have your fourth professional fight.
Actually, I have three professional fights.
No, I said this will be your fourth professional fight, March 3rd. You'll be fighting in the Big Apple, Barclays Center, not quite the mecca of boxing, not Madison Square Garden, but it seems like the Barclays Center is becoming kind of Vegas East. It's becoming the destination for big fights.
I never really try to blow up the magnitude of the places or the venues. Most importantly, I want to shine like the greats that kept this boxing sport alive. You know, that's all that matters to me, and making my family happy.
That's at the end of the day, the first name is important, but to me, what I've always come up learning, your first name gives you your individuality, but your last name is a representation of something more. It represents your family, your bloodline. That's what kind of pushes most people to be great, right?
Right.
So tell us about your upcoming match on March 3rd.
Well, my upcoming match, I mean, the training camp is good, you know. It's to be continued. It's still going on, countdown right now. But I'm prepared, you know. I'm glad that I have an extended time to sharpen up my tools and things that's in my arsenal so I can be more than ready, you know, to compete against whomever they match me up with.
Oh, so you don't know exactly who the opponent is.
I'm saying it in a form of fashion. Okay, it doesn't matter who they match me up with or who my opponent was.
I love the confidence.
You know, so yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm ready. I'm prepared. You know, I feel good. I'm low on weight. I'm actually underweight, but I still feel strong. I got the best coach in the world in my corner. I got my brothers, and I got full faith. And by them being not only my coaches and my brothers, the bondage, you know, that's my father. The bondage is ridiculously strong. So the belief level far as blind faith when it comes, because that's what it comes down to with a fighter and his corner and his coach, the belief level. You got to walk in blind faith. Because when things going downhill, that's the first place you're going to look to. You're going to look at your corner. So that connection between us is very strong. And that actually makes the bar go even higher as far as the performance level, the belief level, and the confidence. You know, you just all around the board, you know.
You mentioned the weight. You said you were underweight kind of heading into the match. I was about to ask you, it's less than 20 days. Is that usually around the time during your training where you start to cut more weight? Will you kind of pick up the activity a little bit more, or what is the last, what, 20, we're in the last 20 days, how does training camps change up for you?
Coming to the last days, we'll probably step up the sparring a little, because we don't spar a lot, you know, we spar when necessary, that's how injuries happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you might slow it down. You never know, because you can overwork yourself. A lot of people say work harder and not smarter. It's reckless. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to strain your body. Actually, supposed to be is the opposite way around. Smarter and not harder. Like I said, one of the greats said that, Floyd Mayweather. You know, and I just want to shine.
So, you mentioned Mayweather. What other boxers did you look up to other than your brother, obviously?
Other than my brother, I have no discrimination. No. I look up to Floyd. I look up to my brother, of course. I look up to Muhammad Ali. Joe Louis is my favorite fighter. Joe Louis. I like Sugar Ray Robinson, the old-time fighters, because they had a different panache. They had a different integrity within themselves as an individual. You know, these are all individuals that stood out in different areas that everybody can't really incorporate into themselves. And I try to pick pieces off of each one, you know, and try to put it all into one vessel in me. And if I can do that correctly, You know, then it makes me the best.
Well, let me ask you this. Coming up, you're the younger brother of Gary Russell Jr. How do you, as a fighter, how are you trying to create your own path? How are you trying to kind of not, I don't want to say step out, because you've already created your own identity as a 2016 Olympian. 3-0 in your boxing career. But
yeah.
Speak to kind of the pressure of how, do you feel any pressure trying to create your, be your own man within Team Russell, or are you happy to kind of, at this point, play the back for now, since you're so young in your career?
See, I went elsewhere when you asked me that question, because
I honestly
related to life. You know, they say boxing builds character in a person, you know, but far as having my own identity and maximizing that, you know, it's basically the life rules reality. Reality, it makes me have more of a desire, the integrity and the courage to be something that a lot of people aren't. You know, take in other things from other people, the good and the bad. You know, they say the best thing that an individual can do is to master both natures in one vessel, and that is the good and the bad.
That's deep.
Exactly, and that's where I went. But I wanted to stay on course with the whole boxing thing.
Look, we here discuss. You know, if I ask you a question, if you go somewhere else with it, man, I'm just here listening. I want the world to know more about Gary Antoine Russell before his March 3rd fight in the Barclays Center.
Well, I'm a person that loves my people.
What's up?
I'm a fair person. You know, there's never a time when I will be the one that's going to come off reckless, you know, disrespectful, or anything like that. You know, I'm genuine, and everything that you get from me, hear from me, feel from me, is genuine, and it's not going to change. You got a lot of people that put on a grin and smile and chuck and dance for people because they feel as though that they can benefit from them in some form or fashion. That's not me. You can be the richest person in the world. You can be the most successful person in the world. If you come around, you're genuine, then you're going to get the same respect. But if you got all of those accolades and riches and you're an a-hole, then you're going to get treated like one. I'm going to distance myself, you know? Can you respect that as a person?
I carry myself the same way. The difference is, I'm not going to say the difference, but I work in corporate America, so I have to deal with some people who I don't like necessarily. And that's one of the things I try to work on, because my facial expression, like people, I think with me, people automatically know if I dig them or not, because my facial expression, my body expression towards them is kind of like, you know, I really don't feel like being bothered with this individual at this point.
All right, I just want to get one question. I hope you want to talk about me, by the way. You like working with me, right? We want to keep it kind of lighthearted here as we close your interview out, man. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. You got any plans? Can you fit in?
Oh, man.
And does that ruin training?
No, not at all. Not at all. We full-fledged with the training. Come on, we got to be honest to ourselves. This is how I feed the family. This is how I protect the family on all levels, you know. This is what we do, but it doesn't define who we are. And all of us have priorities, and we can't cut through that. We can't cut corners when it comes to that. But for Valentine's Day, I want to give a shout out to my mother. I love my mother to death. You know, she's been the one that's been riding this wave with us through thick and thin. But if I personally can say I love all women, I would, because I believe all women deserve it.
Absolutely.
All women deserve it.
I totally agree with you. Well, Gary Antoine, thank you, my brother. We appreciate you taking the time with us. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
You were in Rio for the Olympics.
Yes,
what
sir.
What did you learn from that experience?
I learned from that experience that I've been pampered. And honestly, I had a thought when I came back home. I said, am I selfish, or am I just being pampered? And I said, well, I am being pampered because the way people was living over there wasn't how people was being deceived. You know, it wasn't the way it was portrayed, period. Like, you had houses on top of houses, people coming out from raggy pants, no shoes, panhandling, robbing, killing. One of the Olympians that medaled, actually, he had got robbed, got jumped, the wallet took him, and still had to go stand on the podium, eye cut open, you know, and etc. But it was definitely not what I thought it was going to be, and I was actually felt so sincere. Like, I was hurt. I felt bad for these people. I'm like, wow, I'm glad I live where I live. You know, and it's crazy because I don't believe in coincidences no more. It's destined. It's destined for all of our paths to go the way that they go. You know, and I always wanted to go to Rio. That was my dream place. The qualifiers, I lost the first night and had to fight from the losers bracket. Once again, I got put in the category with all of the greats. Floyd Mayweather, Holyfield, Mike Tyson, this person. And it was only five that ever done it, and including myself. Five people in the world that ever done it, including myself. And all four of them became world champions. And down in the future, I believe I'm going to be a champion as well. So we're going to finish that. And if you got five, if you close that up, you got a fist. You know, so.
Hey, just claim it. Man, I believe it's going to happen.
I'm claiming it. But
claiming, bro.
Like I said, it played out the way it's supposed to play out. And I made it to my dream place. And I experienced what I experienced. And I was like, whoa. Really? So that shook me up, but I'm blessed. I'm fortunate, you know, and I'm gonna keep it going, and I'm gonna bless others too.
Well, man, we appreciate that you being on the show, man. All praise to you, man. Great things gonna happen for you, my man.
I appreciate it, my king.
And even though you don't need luck, but we know you're gonna do the damn thing March 3rd in the Barclays.
Thank you so much, my king. Really.
Continue blessings and much continued success, man. We appreciate you sitting down and talking with us.
Likewise.
All right. All right, when we come back,
from break, man, we're going to have the architect of this whole thing, man. Big Gary Russell Jr. Big Gary Russell Sr., excuse me. You listen to Urban Sports Center.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
All I
than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind, cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. Cause my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper, got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pop it, tell the coppers, ha 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 ha, you can't catch him, you can't stop him. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over red and vodka. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that beastie. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a gobbler? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some freaking bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me what you want. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer with the.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Will, Wally, and Ray, Aaron live from Enigma Gym in Capitol Heights, Maryland, home of Team Gary Russell. We now joined by trainer Gary Russell Sr. and Gary Allen Russell. Fellas, what questions you have for him?
First of all, thank both of you gentlemen for sitting down and talking to us.
Yeah, thank you for coming out.
No problem at all. Let me, Sr., let me ask you a question. You're the father of and have developed two Olympic boxers, right?
Do you, U.S. and gyms like this across America, do you think USA Boxing is putting enough investment into gyms like this that's developing the future stars of USA Boxing and professional boxing?
Oh, I can actually say no now. I have no real amateur affiliation that might affect us, so I can say absolutely, without a doubt, no.
No? Do you think that they USA Boxing could do more to help to develop the future stars of America by investing in gyms, in local neighborhood gyms such as yours?
Oh, without a doubt. If USA Boxing would put into the amateur program outside of their own entity, then it can grow. But it's about politics, it's about finance. They don't really support the fighters on the level I think they should. Even in dealing with the last Olympics that Antoine was in, it was clear, and I'm not speaking nepotistically, but from anybody who saw the fight, they knew that Antoine.
Yeah, Antoine won medals. Yes, he did.
You know, and I'm, like I said, I'm being unbiased. This, separate myself from it. He beat the guy. Do you think USA Boxing came to bat? Not at all.
Well, let me ask, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who he's trying to get his nephew into boxing. His nephew is a traditionally right-handed fighter. It's right hand, but he wants his nephew to be a southpaw, because he's saying that as a southpaw, he would use his right hand, his jab hand, far more often. Do you think that is a stylistic advantage for someone who's a traditional fighter to switch to southpaw? Or do you think that they should maintain with their natural strength, with their left as their jab hand?
I think that being natural is the way to go. If you're gifted enough to be ambidextrous and you can switch around, being a southpaw throws conventional fighters off. It gives them a different look. You know, it kind of makes them throw one or two punches. So I would tell him to keep him as he is.
Keep him as he is. Well, let me, Alan, you're also a train, you also train, correct?
Yes.
How is it for you as the older brother? For the older, do you often get pushback from Gary Russell Jr. and Gary Antoine or Antonio when they tell you to do something in the gym, when you tell them to do something in the gym to try to correct something stylistically that
you
see?
Not at all. I mean, not at all. Sometimes, you know, we're brothers, so it won't be that kind of sibling type rivalry, you know. But not at all. Usually when in the gym, they just basically listen. Like, when we go out of town for a fight for Junior, I become the big brother type. Like, I babysit a lot. You know, make sure he's on weight. You know, make sure he's eating the right stuff. Make sure he does a lot of things correctly. You know, I don't get a whole bunch of a battle from none of the brothers out here.
So it's not like, you don't feel like it's difficult to train your brother?
Not at all.
Because I can't see me train my brother. Because we have a sibling rivalry all the time. Like, me and my brother, we go at it.
that's all done by my father. You know, in my household, there was always an order, you know.
Yeah.
There's always definitely order. Me and my brother, Gary, we're grown. But yeah. If I'm in the front seat, and he comes out, I get out of the front seat. It's like nothing needs to be explained. Just an unspoken rule.
No, real talk, and then, like, I'm Nigerian, and my family's real close. My little sister's here. Like, I appreciate how tight y'all family is, the real talk. Like, I do. Like, it's something that a lot of people should cherish. Real talk. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
You got a question?
Question investment in
gym. Oh. Yeah, my mic getting hijacked all night. But it's all good. Just what you have set up here, do you see it developing into something bigger, you know, investing into the community? It's a lot of young fighters who are looking up to you and what you're doing. You know, what would you say to them, and, you know, what's the vision for Team Gary Russell and this gym going forward?
I think that we have an open door policy for the youth in the area. We charge none of the kids. We take care of all the costs. We've been fortunate enough to have Al Heyman backing us.
Oh, okay.
100%. Okay. Brother's really good.
Okay,
to
cool,
us.
Cool.
My vision is more so radical as far as knowing who they are, knowing their history, knowing where they come from, because a lot of times, you know, that truth is not, it's hidden. It's not put out there. So for them to embrace their African heritage and understand that they come from greatness, then that's the important thing that I want to see develop in this gym.
All right, so I'm going to go to a different sport. It's going to be kind of, it's going to be very similar though. You started a whole legacy thing with your family, like in terms of the Russell. You started this thing, right? You got a guy in LA. He's 3 B's, LeVar Ball. He's a copycat. All right. So, what's your thoughts about LeVar Ball compared to your situation? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's cool, man. You know, if anything that's structured around youth and bringing them to an understanding of self awareness, I'm all for it.
Okay, fair. I appreciate that.
No, that was great. That was great.
And I one more too. In terms of having this gym also in Capitol Heights, this community, how important is that for you?
How far what?
That, how important is having this gym in Capitol Heights? How
well, look, we could have our gym anywhere in D.C., man. You know, it'll be the same thing, man.
As long as family. I mean, that's great because, you know, like Wally, like you stated, you know, just being around you guys for the couple minutes we have been around you guys, like you could definitely tell you guys are a very tight-knit family who has a knowledge of self and a sense of understanding of not who you are, but also where you're going, where everyone is going also. So we just want to take the time to thank you all for sitting with us for a couple minutes continued success to both of you and your family, and just continue to take the take the name, take it to another level, and keep growing the legacy.
Man, thank you so much, man. Those are our intentions, man, to keep climbing. You know,
well, you're succeeding, man. It's not like you said you were succeeding.
I mean, we just started.
Yeah,
we just started. We got so much to learn, man. There's so much to give. You know,
okay. Especially again, from being from this, we from Prince George's County. Like, we from this county. You know what I mean? Like, seeing y'all do it, we appreciate that. We love that.
Right.
All right, man. You know what I mean? So much appreciated. Keep grinding, man. Keep doing.
Keep rolling, man.
We love it.
All right. After commercial break, we'll be back with Gary Russell Jr. and Gary Antonio Russell. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
But I just.
You dig?
Deuces.
All in my way.
Thank you, man. Yeah,
thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got.
You're back with the Urban Sports Scene, live from Enigma Boxing Gym, Capitol Heights, Maryland, home of Team Gary Russell. We're now joined by Gary Russell Jr. and Gary Antonio Russell. What's good, fellas?
What's up? First of all, thank you guys for sitting down and talking to us. We really appreciate it. You guys inviting us to your gym to watch you train.
Yeah, interrupting our work out. But it's all good, man.
First question. This is off topic. Okay. We discussed it a little bit. Black Panther coming out Friday. I know you don't watch live TV, but will you watch? Will you go to that movie? Watch
it? I would love to watch it. Hopefully, it's filled with a lot of information for melanated people, for people of our culture. You know, to help some of us wake up. You know, there's a lot of people that's walking around in life and society today that's moving for no purpose. You know, so hopefully we need something out there, some positive images to project that for our people to wake up.
All right, so maybe you can answer this. Well, you can weigh in on this debate me and Wally had about Black Panther. Superhero or not?
Superhero?
Is it a superhero or not?
I feel like, to be honest,
yeah.
I feel like all Afro-American people, African people, melanated people are superheroes to a certain extent.
I'll take that.
When you look at any sport in the history of sports, never been great until a black person participated in it. You know, to be able to read even in basketball or football, or, you know, boxing, to be able to see a person throw a punch, to slip it, to make necessary adjustments, to capitalize on it, you know, and then avoid the shot within a millisecond, that's genius. And I think that's superhero life.
I can go with that one.
To be able to provoke that or to call on that in the heat of the moment, I think that's great.
I didn't think about that. I can go with that. Well, let me ask you this question. May 20th, that was the last time you were in the ring, correct? We're coming up on 1 year with you out of the ring. What about the
last time I was in the ring competing?
Competing. Well, no, we just saw you. We just saw you training.
We see you working.
I believe your mandatory is JoJo Diaz, correct?
Correct.
Speak on what's the politics in boxing, because it seems as if, you know, if you have the mandatory, JoJo Diaz is the mandatory, he's under Golden Boy. Why haven't they stepped to the plate and put him in the ring with you?
Well,
from your perspective.
From my perspective, I believe he's supposed to have a fight this month. You know, if he loses this fight, then he would lose his spot to be the challenger, the mandatory challenger to compete against me for the title. If he wins, he still is the mandatory. You know, that fight can still take place. That's a fight that I would love to take. You know, he's someone that he feels as though he's somebody. I honestly feel as though I'm the best, the most feared, the most vicious, the most smartest, fastest, strongest, determined champion that there is in this division. You know, and I feel as though that's what everyone knows. And I've been dumbed down to be the gatekeeper, though none of the other world champions want to see me, so I gotta continue to beat up on my mandatory. You know, that's what's been going on. I'm to the point now in my career, a lot of people know that I have a great working business with Al Heyman. For the record, we are not under contract. We have a great working relationship. Like I say, I'm to the point in my career where though I'm ready to make the biggest and the best moves possible for me and my fans. Point blank period.
Absolutely.
And that means I'm willing to meet these other fighters at catch weights from 130 to 135, all the way up to down near 140. We can make it happen.
That's when I asked you, like, so you plan to move up?
Man, listen, I don't think anyone in any of the divisions that I just spoke on has the ability to beat me. I feel as though modern gladiator is completely out the window. You know, if you need to completely put these guys, these dudes, they're hiding behind their titles. You know, they're hiding behind the promoters and the managers. We're ready to make it happen. I don't care if we have to jump up two weight classes to fight someone that feels though that they're marketable enough to fight Mr. Gerber Jr. We don't have to put the title on the line. Let's make the fight happen for the fans. I'm willing to make that happen.
There's June Abner Meares versus Santa Cruz. If you don't have a fight before then, would you be open to fighting the winner of that fight?
I would love to be open to fight the winner of that fight. I mean, this isn't a secret. You know, I've always been asked for the Abner Mars, the Leo Santa Cruz, the Carl Frampton, you know, even the thing with Lomachenko, who I honestly don't think he would step in the ring and fight me again. He got a Christmas gift. No one knew who Lomachenko was until he fought Mr. Gary Russell Jr. Let's not get this twisted by any no means long shadow of a doubt. He lost to Salido. You know, I take nothing from Salido, but he's a slow, pressured fighter. He doesn't have the technical skills, and for him to be able to lose to someone like that speaks volumes. I had to lose 5 pounds the night before the fight. 5 pounds the night before the fight that I fought Lomachenko. I didn't think that I was going to be able to shadow box 12 rounds, let alone compete 12 rounds. He couldn't get a knockdown. He couldn't get a stoppage. He couldn't get an 8 count. Before the end of my career, I'm going to slaughter him. Point blank period.
I love it. I love it.
No, so
well, let me ask you, let me to piggyback off of that, you said you had to lose 5 pounds the night before, correct?
Right.
How has your training evolved since that point?
I mean, honestly, what we took from that situation was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. In that particular situation, we brought someone in to help with our strength and conditioning. We normally, I come down from maybe 36, so we definitely have the flexibility to move up in weight to fight someone at 130 or 135 or even 140 if any of the champions or any of you guys in the divisions want to fight me. You know, I normally come down from those weight, from about that weight, and the scale was somewhat tampered with. We're on a strict schedule when it comes to cutting weight, and we're cutting weight on the schedule, and on the scale that we were cutting weight on in the gym, I was a pound and a half overweight the day before, you know, getting there. A pound and a half is nothing to any fighter that's out there. They know you can go to sleep and you'll sleep off a pound, you know, but the scale that we were actually weighing in on was actually 5.5 pounds light. I'm guessing, so when we got on the scale, we were basically 6 pounds overweight, you know, and the true warrior within me, we cut the weight, we made it happen, we kept rumbling, and that's what it was. And we bounced back. Everything after that has been a knockout or stoppage, and I don't plan on stopping.
All right, I don't want to ignore your brother Gary Antonio. We have Gary Antonio Russell here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah.
March 3rd. Are you still scheduled to fight on the undercard March 3rd?
No, I will not be competing March 3rd.
That sucks, man.
It does. It happens. It happens. I feel as though I would not have gotten back in shape enough to fight in it. I'm not going to make it. If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. I'm a young, upcoming fighter. I wasn't going to put myself in any super situation or position.
So, with the fight not happening March 3rd, kind of how does your game plan change, like your game plan for attack and training, how does that change?
It doesn't.
It doesn't? You're still in the gym?
We keep training.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna ask the same thing for Antonio, to like I said to you, your father. How big is it being a boxer in Capitol Heights, representing the earth?
I don't feel as though it's that big. Man, we show love to everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody will show love to us. If they don't show love to us, keep it distance. It's very simple.
So in the future, would you be able to train the younger fighters though, and mentoring them?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
If they honestly wasn't showing me the heart and showing the love that they really would continue going in, then maybe. Other than that, if it's not any of my family members, I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
This is the Urban Sports Team. We're going to take a break, and when we come back,
we have a question for Gary Russell.
We have questions for Gary Russell Jr. and the rest of the family.
This is the Urban Sports Team.
The agents.
You did.
Deuces.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. I know that it's good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down. We play it just.
All right, man, you listen to Urban Sports saying Will T. Ray. We got a special guest right here, man. Y'all usually hear him on All Skins Everything, the Urban Sports Team, man. We got here.
He's my replacement on All Skins Everything.
We got my man, Lex Diamond, man. What's going on, Lex Diamond, man?
How you guys doing, man? I am not... No one.
Listen, you can replace me on All Skins Earth. You know why? Because I'm so
new.
Look, man. Look, I told you, man. This is the defiant one right here. Will T is the defiant one. You know what I'm saying? Other team, he's the defiant one, man.
No, I appreciate you being a reoccurring guest for me, stepping in, taking my spot when I'm not able to make it. So I appreciate it.
Actually, he's there 24/7, man. He ain't taking no spot.
He's not taking no spot,
bro. Stop that crap, man.
He is.
It's all good, man.
Appreciate the love. General, you know, me and Lex met at jury duty. Y'all want to hear our story?
No, that's
the story of the wrestlers. You know, y'all want to hear
our story.
We met at jury duty one day. He had recognized me, I guess, from my... It was after Wally and I did a Miami Heat game. This was still somewhat good.
And Ray got an interview with him.
Yeah, you know, we exchanged numbers and, hey... That's what happened.
And a friendship built.
Just glad to be here. If you put questions out there, by the way, if you're listening, you put questions out on our social media for Gary Russell Jr. here to get back to work. But we'll respond on our social media pages. We're sorry for the inconvenience, but thank you as always for your support.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Wally, if you overheard, he kind of compared him to LeVar Ball. Did you like that?
LeVar Ball. It's a different situation.
I'm going to say the only comparison with the Russells and the Ball is the fact that, you know, Mr. Ball does have a lot of love for his sons, and he wants his sons to be successful.
Exactly.
And it's no question that Mr. Russell is doing the same thing with his young men. But as far as the flamboyant,
it's different.
Absolutely not. Mr.
That was my point.
He's probably one of the most laid-back guys on the planet.
Yeah.
And you would never know that his sons are Olympians and champions because he's so quiet about it.
He's humble.
He's done a tremendous job, not only for his family and his sons, but also for the community at large.
I would agree with that.
I totally agree with that.
I mentioned it because whenever you think of Vaughn Ball, obviously that's what you think of, flamboyance. So you think of somebody who's constantly promoting. And I believe that sports fans in general would prefer the latter, which we're looking at here.
Definitely.
Just steadily working, not as much talking. You know, action speaks louder words.
I'm gonna say this. You need both.
Yeah.
I like what Mr. Russell has done with his family.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain parts of what LeVar is doing. The fact that he's created his own brand and he's selling his own shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He's not allowing these major corporations to exploit his kids. I respect that.
Here's the biggest difference for me. And I don't know LeVar, bro. I need to get to know him somehow.
You should get to know him.
I feel like what we're seeing here is more community-based versus what LeVar Ball is doing is more corporate.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I think the biggest difference is LeVar is trying to bring the attention to himself,
mm-hmm.
where Mr. Russell, it's all about the sons.
Yeah, exactly.
LeVar is trying to make his brand bigger, and actually his brand is bigger than his sons
because he's
been on SportsCenter. You know, he's been all over. He's been WWF.
Yeah.
He's the main attraction.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's overseas right now
coaching,
working with his two, you know, his younger sons and building the BBB brand overseas.
Yeah.
His sons might not be in the NBA long. His one son's in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
may not be in the NBA for 10 years. Three, four, 5 years? Some people say he's a bust. I don't think he's a bust. I think he's going to be around for a while.
Lonzo ain't a bust.
Yeah, he'll be around a while. The other two, it's kind of...
Oh, the middle child is done.
A coin. I don't know.
LeAngelo.
He's done. The middle child is done.
Well, yeah,
let's keep it 100. The middle child is done.
He messed up, just by... I guess breaking the law in China. That's was the start of his devil because he needed a year of college basketball.
Yeah.
Anyway, to shift it back to Team Gary Russell, what did you guys' overall thoughts of the interview and the confidence that Gary Russell Jr. exuded? I think he's ready. He sent a message to the boxing world, so I'm interested to see what the response will be. What do you all think?
I'm definitely interested to see the response. He's been ready.
Yeah.
You know, he's been out of the ring since May of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to hear an announcement and see his next fight.
Yeah.
Also, I'm excited to see the development of Gary Antoine and Gary Antonio, see those guys progress, see their career progress. You know, not often do you get to see local fighters. You get to see them from onset on till they progress on to being world champions and hopefully Hall of Fame boxers.
But that's what makes it so cool. You're talking about local fighters, man. Like, we talk about, you know, Lamont Peterson, what he's doing. You know, like, we get to see guys right now in terms of, let's go to his younger brothers. Look at the younger brothers. Like, you got Antoine, who's 3-0, all knockout, all KOs. Antonio, who's 10-0, 8 knockouts, right? So it's like you look at the projection of being, you know, to being a top flight boxer. These kids got potential, man, and that's exciting. Being in this area, we don't get following great young boxers. We haven't had that influx of talent like that in terms of following it for a while. Now we're getting that opportunity with the family. That's a cool thing, man.
And they'll be around a while.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's no question Gary Russell Jr. is going to be one of the mainstays
of
in this boxing game. Mm. But the baby boy, the Olympian.
Exactly, man.
I mean, usually the youngest one in the family is usually the greatest in the family. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, this is a huge family when it comes to sports, when it comes to boxing. They're going to be around a long time.
Oh, I was impressed with his maturity level, man. It's amazing.
Of Antoine?
I was impressed with the maturity level of all of them.
In terms of society, though. That's what I liked about it.
And their perspective on life.
Yeah.
And it speaks to their father and the excellent job he's done. So I think we could all learn something from what we saw here today, and it was a great experience.
It has been. This is our, second field trip? Well, you guys did the first field trip.
Did you say field trip?
Yeah.
That's what he was going to say. He's going to say field trip.
Field trip.
On location, man. On location.
Right, yeah. So
we like to say on
location. Did you get permission?
We'll see. On location.
On location.
Work
excuse
with me, bro.
Hey, I got a question, though. Because y'all didn't ask me about Valentine's Day.
Oh, you want to know about that? Okay.
I know y'all got Valentine's Day gifts, flowers.
Nah, I ain't about
nah,
that.
Nah, I'm not about that life.
I'm not about that life, man.
I'm going to that whole thing. Why? I like that. Because he got a history of talking about Valentine's Day on the show, but Antoine gave the right answer.
He said he loved all women, loved every woman, and all women do deserve love.
Sanaya, I love you, Sanaya Lathan.
They do.
Happy Valentine's
all women
Day.
Do.
That's Lex know that. Sanaya, I love you.
To wish your mother a happy Valentine's Day.
Sanaya Lathan.
To avoid all of the other extracurriculars out there, the side chicks and all that kind of stuff. So I get that.
This week, folks, to be more focused on Black Panther, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think that's the most. That's the biggest thing.
Because I'm tired of putting money in there.
Well, I already got my ticket. I'm
you got
Saturday
yours?
Morning.
Okay.
9:45.
Avoid the people. I feel
I'm going. I'm going Sunday morning. 9:45.
I'm trying to go Sunday, but I'm trying to go with a dashiki on. My African Nigerian anywhere, so I'm trying to have my Nigerian native wear. So I'm good. I'm legit though. Like everybody else, I'm legit though. Like I'm good. Like I'm
well,
good.
You're technically not. You're of African descent.
No, I am. Both of my parents are Nigerian. I am Nigerian. So
where were you born?
Washington, D.C. That's neither here nor there.
You're a Nigerian name, bro. You're a sellout. Get out of here.
You're imitation Nigerian.
No, I do
like imitation
Nigerian
crash meat.
I do.
You're imitation
wow.
Nigerian.
Wow, we're going to go. We're going on me right now? Is that what we're doing?
I'm not going to you.
It's only one other light skin dude here. But we ready to close it out.
Light skin, too. By the way.
Who light skin?
I mean, I was told that in a room full of brothers.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm in the club,
I'm going to need you to stop it.
Hey, you can try. You don't get called to bars wherever you go. All right, that's the whole point.
All right.
Thank everybody for joining us tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you for coming out, Lex.
Absolutely.
We always appreciate it, Lex.
Thanks for the invite.
Man, thanks for coming out, man. Real talk.
We appreciate it, Lex. And I appreciate you stepping in every Tuesday to take my spot on All Skins or anything. But anyway, it's the
Urban Talk coming up. Look out for it next week.
It's the Urban Sports Scene.
For Aegis.
You dig?
Deuces. Hey, appreciate y'all. Pledge allegiance to the swag.